Hey, happy Friday to you with Prepublic Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. Well, his music style, even way of talking, became as synonymous with New Orleans as Professor Longhair, Louis Armstrong, and Alan Toussaint. And he became an ambassador and champion of that magical music city for half a century. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, mystical jazz, funky R&B, gree-gree voodoo and piano man, Dr. John, died yesterday, reportedly of a heart attack at age 77. And if you're like me and you're thinking the second line in the Crescent City is going to be off the hook, I could tell you it's going to start today at 4 p.m. at Kermit Ruffin's Mother-in-Law Lounge in Treme. And speaking of Treme, you should revisit or check out for the first time David Simon's Loving series about post-Katrina New Orleans and the lives of musicians there. Malcolm Mac Rebenack appears in a few episodes of Treme. Born at Charity Hospital in New Orleans and raised on its music, Dr. John broke through in 1968 with Gree Gree, which featured the psychedelic chanting sounds, and it spawned his Night Tripper persona. Dr. John made over 30 records in all, had hits, won Grammys, and stayed relevant in recent years with an album produced by Dan Auerbach. He also put out a very acclaimed Satchmo tribute album, Larger Than Life. Dr. John, dead at age 77. Electronic dance duo Sylvan Esso are suing ticketing company Ticketfly for allegedly appropriating their image without permission and using it for ads. They are seeking more than $75,000 in damages and demanding Ticketfly cease using the blurred but clearly their image, which goes back to 2016. They're accusing Ticketfly and parent company Eventbrite of deceptive trade practices, and they especially don't want to be associated with a company who had that huge data breach last year, you might recall, which exposed the information of 27 million customers. Well, he's not suing, at least not yet, but Frank Turner is hitting out at hardcore Detroit collective The Armed for reportedly using an archival vocal sample of his that he has no idea how they got. The song called FT Frank Turner, which is part of the Adult Swim singles program, is, according to The Armed themselves, riddled with uncleared samples. Well, Frank Turner, who tweets that he actually likes The Armed, is down for naming a song after him and all, but he wishes they would have come to him first and asked permission to use that vocal sample. Unfortunately, life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. It would be Prince's 61st birthday today, and that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Detheridge. It's the weekend. Let's go crazy and rock on.